Yeah, we've got a lot of food today.
Oh, that's good. And this is good for any place that has kids, right?
Volunteers at the Second Harvest Food Pantry in Tokyo fill cardboard boxes with bread, vegetables, and canned goods. The boxes soon will be sent to families living around the city. Ruby Sakuma is the pantry's coordinator.
Our three main groups of people are refugees, single mothers, and Japanese who are unemployed. Right now we have about 140 households that we are serving. They get one package of food every 2 weeks, a total of 6 packages. If they are really in dire circumstances, we sometimes renew their order and send them another 6 packages.
Sakuma says during this year's global economic downturn, it has been harder to keep up with demand and fill their clients' orders. Second Harvest is Japan's first and only food bank. Workers go to supermarkets, restaurants, and other businesses to collect food that often, because of damaged packaging or other problems, would have been thrown away. This waste is what compelled American Charles McGilton to help create the organization in 2000.
Japan every year throws away about 20 million tons of food. Worldwide food aid is only about 8.5 million tons. So nearly over 2.5 times the amount of food delivered in the world as a form of aid is actually thrown away here in Japan. But at the same time, there's virtually no infrastructure in place within Japan to get those tons of food out to individuals out there that need it.
Japan was hit worse than many other countries in the global financial crisis. Exports tumbled and joblessness rose to its highest levels in several years. Some political analysts say the unemployment and economic distress that contribute to hunger helped Japan's Democratic Party win a landslide victory in recent elections. Jeff Kingston, Asia Studies professor at the Tokyo campus of Temple University, says many voters blamed the defeated Liberal Democratic Party for the nation's stagnant growth.
There is a sense of disquiet, I think, perhaps among some. There's a strong sense of betrayal. The social contract has been sundered. I think in Japan there was a collective identity as a society where everybody is middle class, everybody shares the same faith, there are not huge, wide disparities of income. That myth has certainly taken a pummeling in the last few years.
The Democratic Party, which will form a government later this month, pledges to help Japan's poor. During the campaign, the DPJ promised monthly stipends of around $260 to families for each child attending primary school. But Second Harvest's McGilton says that if hunger is going to be resolved, it will take more than new government initiatives. He says throughout Japan, there is a denial that poverty is a problem.
Poverty and hunger are things that exist in different countries, not here in Japan. And even among those that, quote-unquote, may be hungry here or poor, it's quite often viewed that they deserved it. They're not serious hard workers. It's not my problem.
McGilton says since the downturn began, the number of their Tokyo clients has doubled. Second Harvest also has received more requests from around the country to dispatch food to shelters and other charities. And they might get even busier. Though Japan is now showing signs of economic recovery, economists say the long-term forecast remains unclear as exports remain weak. Jason Strother for VOA News, Seoul.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。